Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Marcia and I are both here on the line and on the air. And this is January 2014, and tonight our show is basically on predictions and personal readings for people that are interested. So I'd like to begin with talking a little bit about the planets. Mercury aligned
with... Don't you want to start us out with a prayer there, Janet?
I'll do that before I read. Mercury, although it's aligned with Uranus right now, it's affecting ideas that people have. And the moon made its monthly union with Jupiter. And when we started out in the new year, Jupiter was very, very strong, which will have a lot to do with money this year. So spiritually speaking, that looks good. I mean, some of us may have our problems resolved around money. And right now we're right in the middle of the winter solstice, and sometimes winter seems so long. It seems so long, and but you know what happens in the winter? The roots go deeper. And Spirit told me that not to fear the cold, not to fear anything, but our roots to God go deeper. And our scripture tonight is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, don't be weary in well-doing, and also do not be deceived. And when Christ was asked about his coming, he said, do not be deceived. So there's a lot out there that can deceive us, and we need to not let things deceive us. And the Bible tells us not to judge by the appearance of things. And, you know, it's what we do in the meantime when we're waiting for things that helps us or hinders us from coming into our due season. And in Galatians it says, in due season. So everybody has a due season that they're going to come into the answered prayer and their harvest. And Spirit gave me general predictions for believers. And, you know, if you don't believe in something, you can't receive it. So this will be long-awaited breakthroughs and many blessings. We're all facing the iron furnace spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 4:20. If you look at what's going on in the world, that's the iron furnace. And there's a lot of change coming about. Change is very evident in every area of our life. And we either embrace change or we could become victims of change. There's major blessings. And the word came to me, to my spirit, abundantly. And I would suggest reading Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. And God is releasing a lot of things. And plus, we're going to release things. We're going to release dysfunctional relationships. And one of the things that hinders us from our blessings is unforgiveness. We need to forgive offenses and remember that it's a seed to abundance, to abundant harvest. We need to grow and build our faith this year. We need to nurture and protect our mind and body. We need to speak right things because it's very important what you say over yourself. We need to stop, look, and listen before reacting emotionally. Speak from the inner being rather than from your emotions. Remember Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6, faith, only faith pleases God. It's not what we do, not what we tithe, only our faith. He acts on our faith, not questioning his power or his integrity. You know, when we start doubting everything, we're questioning God's integrity. Have faith this year, and this will be a year of release. Father God, we come to you tonight in the beloved and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask you to bless us with wisdom, integrity, what people really need to know in their up-and-coming year. And I ask you to give me the wisdom and guidance to give each and every caller what is basically needed for them. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. Let me thank everyone tonight for listening to us here on Blog Talk Radio, Spiritual Perceptions. We want to thank everyone for their emails over the holidays, and with schedules and everything, we kind of missed a month there, but we're back on track, and actually Janet and I are talking about doing some other shows during the month rather than just once a month, so that we can get some meditations and some prayers and maybe even some candle rituals out there to you guys. You can contact Janet at Janet Thornburg, Thornburg, on Facebook. You can catch her on keen.com at daisy64478. You can email us with your prayer requests, your suggestions, your comments, for reading requests with Janet at spiritualpercept@aol.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. Now, Janet was alluding to all the planets and all the things for this upcoming month. We will have our new moon will be on the 30th. We've already had one new moon in January, and this will be our second new moon. There'll be a full moon on Valentine's Day, so, you know, sometimes the full moon brings out the crazy in us, which might be good, especially on Valentine's Day, but it could be bad, so think about that. Also, Mercury is getting ready to make its first round into retrograde for this year. There'll be three times it goes retrograde this year. The first one starts on February the 6th, and it runs through the 28th. Now, you know, sometimes planets appear to be traveling backward, and that's what we call a retrograde. But, you know, they're really not going backwards. It's just they kind of slow down, and everything else is speeding up around them. But Mercury retrograde periods can cause plans to go awry, and it's a great time to reflect on your past, and intuition is generally high during these periods, and coincidences can be pretty extraordinary. So don't pass up anything that may come to you during a Mercury retrograde. Think of it more spiritually, and well, why did this happen? It may mean something special to your life. Now, when Mercury's in retrograde, you have to stay flexible, allow time for travel, extra time for travel. Try not to sign any contracts. Try not to start anything new. Review your projects and your plans, and wait till Mercury goes direct again to make sure anything's final. But Mercury started out, it comes from the Latin word merx, or mercator, which means merchant. So Mercury is the name given by the ancient Romans to the Greek mythological god Hermes. So Mercury is depicted as a male figure having winged sandals and winged hat, indicating the ability to travel quickly. He was the original messenger of the ancient gods and goddesses, and as such governed communications. In 1782, Mercury became the first symbol of the United States Postal Service. And today he's the icon of an international floral delivery service called the Mercury Service. So that's pretty kind of wild information that I ran across. But, you know, in astrology, they say Mercury influences travel and literature, poetry, merchants, and thieves, and that he's cunning and witty and will change at a moment's notice. But Mercury's also kind of recognized as a trickster and prone to misbehavior. So with all of that in mind, even though I was having trouble kind of spitting out my words there, with all that in mind, Janet, and we're looking at what's in store for our listeners for the year of 2014, with Mercury in retrograde and a full moon both on Valentine's Day. And it's been said that old loves reunite during Mercury retrograde. And since it's going to be Valentine's Day, do we, in general, can we expect that there'll be a lot of reuniting of old relationships?
Well, again,
will
like
they go
I said,
absolutely crazy in that full moon?
Like I said, this is a year of release, so it could mean that something is coming back into your life for you to finally release it. You know, things that don't work, things that we've been holding on to. It could be a little crazy that night. I mean, if you're out and about, you know, be careful with what you analyze carefully what you meet under that influence. I mean, you know, because it's probably got a lot to do with releasing things this year, letting go of things that are not productive. But this is a really, really good year for God's favor for those who believe. And with that, I'm going to get started here. We have a few callers here in line, so I'm going to begin taking this call here from area code 202.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, you've got...
Hello? Hello?
Hello, 202, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, I guess she's not there.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello, can you hear me? Oh, there
yes,
you
I
are.
Can.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Wonderful.
And you would like to know your predictions for this year, right?
Yes, please. With respect to work and my relationship, and with work, I did receive an invitation for an interview a few days ago, and I wanted to find out if this is the job I'm going to take or if there's another one coming, and I guess what you see with my career and relationship coming forward for this year, please.
Okay. Could I have your first name for personalization?
Sure. It's Kate.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Thought so, but I wanted to make sure. Okay. Well, it looks like the first card is the two of, I'm using the sacred circle, it's the two of disc or the two of pentacles, and that's juggling two situation or it's fluctuation. It looks like the better part of your destiny is crossed by the wheel, which is the destiny card. And the last card is thinking seriously about this. So it looks to me like you're going to have two choices to make here. And what
okay.
I do with that is when they come up and you know you hear what's being offered to you, that's a good time to give me a quick call and we'll look at see which is the best one. But again, remember this card here. This is the better part of your destiny this year. So you're going to see finally some good stuff.
Wonderful to hear.
Does that mean there's something important coming across her path this year that will lead her into a big part of what her life's about?
She has two job opportunities, the one that you have coming up, and then there's another one besides that. It's all around money.
Oh, great. Oh, so you see offers from both places?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. When do you actually see me being employed and on the job?
Okay. Again, it's coming up again on that you really have to think about this because both of these have attributes or you know, they have parts in them that are really what you like. But actually,
yes,
I'm going to say within 10 days.
You'll actually be on the job.
Mm-hmm. But this decision is coming up in half that time. It's, you know, so it'd be good to get a hold of me and find out, you know, if I know each company, I can tell you which one's best.
Okay. I appreciate that. Okay, and I guess also with the relationship, if you see anything there.
Okay.
What kind of relationship?
Personal
romantic.
Relationship.
Personal relationship.
Yeah, personal.
Romantic relationship.
Yes. Yeah, I know Daisy doesn't. I didn't want to specify, but I know Daisy knows.
Okay.
Well, but I'm just trying to stress to our listeners that if you're going to ask a general question like that, that you got relationships everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
You do.
The first card is the Two of Cups, and that represents harmony in this deck, meaning the right love, opening up to love. There's something from your past that I've got an indecision card and a loss card, and usually when you're about to meet someone that's destined for the right, something from the past comes up, and the fact that this year's a release, we have to release something. We release old grudges, release relationships that are dysfunctional and that don't work for us. So this is actually, you're doing the choice on everything. But I don't think this past relationship gets a hold of you like this new one does.
Oh, so the past relationship is in the past. He's not actually going to come back, you don't feel?
No, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There, something from the past usually shows up right when you're about to enter something else or enter something that maybe it's really good for you. So I see you entering into something really good for you.
Okay, and will this be like with a new person or would I have a choice between the past
you
and
have
the
a choice.
New person?
You have a choice between the past and the new person.
Oh, that's wonderful. And do you have any details on the past relationship?
Okay.
I know I've had a few from the past.
Well, for some reason, neither one of you have totally closed the door here. You know, you're holding on to it somehow. You keep analyzing why did this happen, and so there's an initiation of trying to bring peace to it. But so, you know, that is coming forward. But what's happening here is you're going to be involved in something else or the potential of something else. It's beginning. And so you're going to be a little, you'll need to probably talk to me then again because it's going to be a little mind-boggling.
Oh, goodness.
Because this other person is going to be so repentant, so wanting to make peace.
The one from the past, the one to make peace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Making peace is always good.
I agree. I
remember, this is
too.
A year of change, and we need to change. We don't want to become a victim of change. And if we don't change for the better, then we could become victim of something that will force us into it. You know, Saturn's a good planet for that. Uranus is a good planet for that. So we need to be open to change. Now, that doesn't mean that this person from the past can't change or isn't changed. But I see it very hard pulling your heartstrings because the sincerity of changing. So it's making it tough.
Oh my goodness! But he so in addition to just wanting to establish peace, he actually will want a romantic relationship with me. On top of that,
yeah, that's what makes it tough because you got somebody that's potentially pulling your heartstrings. So you remember your first card was that two of pentacles, two of coins, two of discs in this card, meaning fluctuating. So you got two hard decisions, love life and career, and I'll help you with both of them when they come up.
I'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you
very much for that message tonight.
You're welcome.
You have a great evening.
Okay, let's go with
910. Well, Janet, before we get somebody else on the line, let me make sure everybody has our call-in number tonight. And that is 646-378-1297. And we're looking at what is our 2014 holding for us. And you have someone from what area code there, Janet?
910.
Hello?
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Hi, Hattie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I guess I want to know about my health.
Okay.
In a personal relationship and whatever else.
Okay. The first card is emotional grounding, and what that means is you're looking at everything within yourself. Within yourself, your health condition, what you've been through already, and you need a lot of rest. You need to rest with trying to just release all this to God, and I show a great change. A great change.
Well, I sure would love it.
Well, you know, a lot of it, so you've got two, you've got the swords. You got the four of swords, which is deep contemplation and rest, but you need a lot of rest. It means rest in this deck. And you have to, not think about the appearance of things. You know, the doctor can give us a report, but you know God can turn it around. And at Bethesda, 38 years he sat there, and that's a long time, and he was right on the edge, right on the edge. And Jesus said, would you like to be made whole? And he started focusing on how hard it had been for him. But one day it changed, and one day it changed, and one day it can change for you.
Okay. Well, I got a good report. I've got to tell you about that. So I'm all
good. Praise God. We've been praying for you.
Yeah. Now, this personal stuff. I've got two new people that come out of the woodwork. I don't know what all that's about.
Okay. Let's look at this. All right, this is actually in your relationship section or marriage section, and it's the man in your life. He has regrets. He has regrets of the way things have played out. He's very discontented with his life. He wants to get things back in control. He has a lot of money issues. And he feels like that money isn't being handled correctly, you know, by either of you. Now, whether that's right or wrong, that's not my thing. I've got the moon over it, which means it's a little crazy and emotional.
Exactly.
But it says you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I know that. How's that going to work out?
Okay. Stability is the first card, getting your wish. And also I've got two situations. And then the last card is the health card, which shows improvement. You are going to get your wish about your health.
That's great. Well, you know, the thing about the personal thing is I don't even know what my wish is. That's sad. But
you're going to get your wish about the health. I show fluctuation on the personal level.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because he's burdening you.
Yeah. Well,
it keeps you kind of upset, off kilter.
Okay. Now, what does the rest of my life show? Because I don't pass my health issue in that. I really don't have time to even concentrate on anything else. So I don't know what else. Sometimes I get bored and I think I want to move. I don't know if that's a good decision or what.
Well, right now you're strengthening, and there is development coming up. There is a chance of you moving. But there's a period of time here where you have to rest. Not try to do, you know, everything. You're like me. If I feel a little bit better, it's like, get this done, get that done, get this done.
You know me well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm probably going to call you later tonight.
Okay, I'll be here.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you, Hattie. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Janet, let's look at our 706 area code and see who we have there.
OK. Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Connected me to 312. Well, wait a minute. Let's see here.
Hello.
Hello.
706, are you on the air?
Can you hear me?
Who are we speaking with?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
hi, Teresa.
Who are we speaking with, please?
Hey. I didn't
Teresa.
Know you was going to go to that other area code or what. Yeah,
okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It connected both of you, so I had to move one of you over for a minute.
Okay, so I'm in there.
You're
yes,
in there.
You are.
Who
are we speaking with?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Yep.
Okay.
Y'all doing good this night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Teresa, you have one thing. Well, you actually have two things in mind. You want to get your love life settled, and you want to get a different job.
Right.
And sometimes you feel like it's not going so well. It's like you're losing, you know. And this is a karmic destiny challenge for you. And you have to come to a resolution within yourself. And, you know, if this is really what you don't give up, be resolved. It's like the disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith, and he said you could speak to that sycamine tree over there and tell it to be uprooted and cast into the sea with a grain of mustard seed. Faith is the size of a grain of mustard seed. A mustard seed is a tiny little seed. So all you need is just a tiny bit of faith, and then I know some of us all have some, I'm sick of mine trees in my life, and, you know, we want them uprooted. But this year that can happen. This is a strong year for long-awaited breakthroughs, blessings, but there's one little catch. Can't hold a grudge against anybody. We need to forgive offenses, and you'll see it manifest. So I am going to say that this is going to manifest for you this year. And actually, it's being strengthened as we speak. His thoughts are being strengthened in that area, and he's beginning to become aware of his situation. You know, we're so mechanical. We get so used to our lifestyle, and, you know, it's like, don't mess with my comfort zone. You know, this is the way it is. This is my page. You know, we resist change, but we have to embrace change this year. We got to change
so
the mold.
He might come to his senses.
You're talking about a man coming to his senses?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's been a lot of men in my life, from fathers and grandfathers and husbands and sons.
There might be your destiny, but there are a lot of men that I certainly look up to as being very...
that do have sense?
Very successful. Yeah, I have sense. So it looks to me like, and I think the job thing is kind of, I get a little bit of fog there, which means it's hard to see, and it might be because it's not where you're at. But you do have success in that area. You will be leaving where you're at, but you're leaving with a man.
Ooh.
Oh, will it be the man I have now?
That's right.
It will?
Yeah.
It could
that's
be.
That's what I said to you a minute ago. He's got the thoughts finally. He's strengthening in his thoughts towards the relationship. He's finally looking at his situation as, you know, what it is. You know, it's guilt-ridden, and it's burdensome, and he's really not happy. He's run on guilt. How long does that last? That spirit of condemnation is such a subtle spirit. It can really wreak havoc, and it's one of Satan's favorite tools. He always brings up our bad seeds that we've sowed and reminds us of the things we've done wrong, as the world never forgets what you do wrong. But God in Micah, you know, he made the sea of forgetfulness, and if he can forget it, we should forget it. And we've got to let go of these things that are hanging us up.
So I won't leave my job for another job. I'll leave my
job
for the man.
Yes, you will, but I don't think it's where you think it is. It's somewhere else.
Oh. Maybe another state.
Mm-hmm.
That could be cool.
That sure could.
Well,
is there anything else that Janet can answer for you tonight?
No, that will be it.
Thank you very much, Teresa.
Have a great evening, Teresa.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
God bless.
Okay, Janet. Seems like that is the thing that's carrying throughout the readings that you're doing tonight is, you know, let go of all that past, because there's a lot of stuff coming this year. And if you're holding on to that past, it's not going to be such good things that come to you.
That was within the general makeup of my spiritual meditation that I got from Spirit, was that we have to realize that long-awaited breakthroughs are coming, and things that we've really been, but we have to watch what we do in the meantime. We're responsible for our thought life and what we speak over ourselves. Okay, I'm going to take this next call here. 706?
No, that was the one we just finished, wasn't it?
Okay. I don't know. It was on. Hello? I guess so.
Yeah, I'm the one you just finished.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now we're at the 312. Let's see if we can get them on the air. Hello, 312.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you speaking with tonight?
How are you guys?
This is Vicki.
Yeah,
yep.
Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
How are
Hi,
you, Vicki?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, you know, it's funny you're talking about the retrograde, and, you know, for me it's always about past relationships, and one appears from the past last night, and I had to tell him to go away. I had to tell him finally to go away, and I want to know if he will go away.
Okay.
Well, eventually, but you don't know how quick that'll
No, this has been about four, probably 8 years in the making. He just won't go away. He's like a roach. He won't go away. Sorry.
I know. You know, roaches live through atomic blasts.
Right.
Which that tells you something right there.
And they carry disease.
No kidding. Nasty creatures. Okay. Right. Well, he feels defeated, you know, with the situation, but he's the loss of you and the longing is very strong, and he's not a kind of a guy that gives up on stuff, and he just thinks that he wants to spark something or catch you when you're lonely. So, you know, I don't think he'll plague you, but he's really send you little momentums or something, trying to catch you.
Yeah,
lonely.
Like him sending me pictures of himself.
Yeah, he wants you to want him.
Well,
I want
he's a strong to want me. Yeah, he's trying to
what
force
happened
it.
To our like, Mercury retrograde song?
Right, it's the Marvin Gaye song. I want you to want me to. Yeah.
I have a bondage around that. I have him wanting things his way, and he just can't seem to let it go. But someone that is destined for you is in your near future. And I'm talking very near future.
Is he brand new, or is he somebody I know or have met in the past?
Okay. Oh, he's somebody that you know. You've thought about him. He's thought about you. And there's movement on that now.
Wow.
Yep. And guess what? He is a sweetheart.
That's best.
He is a very, very sincere individual.
Does he have past baggage?
Yeah.
I think we all have baggage.
9. Some people carry it all their lives and never get rid of it.
Well, this is the year you got to release it. This is a year that we need to release it. And because if there's, but this is such so rewarding. It isn't anything that the two of you together brainstorming can't handle.
Okay.
Because both of you are very intelligent. And, you know, what you're going to like about is both of you are on the same page on so many areas. And you had similar relationships, similar experiences. It's like it's like your twin soul. It's like a part of you, the other half of the male side of you. And you're just going to click so strong that the two of you can work anything out.
That is awesome.
Yes,
and
it is.
You know, letting go of this,
those are things that don't happen every day, okay?
No, and I've waited a long time, and, you know, Knucklehead had to just go away. I mean, I told him, I reminded him of everything he told me a few months back, and that included him telling me to go on and find the love that I deserve, and I reminded him of that, and that's what I'm doing, and he backed off for now. For now. I don't want him anymore. I really don't.
I know, but once he sees that you're with somebody, when there's a man involved, he'll leave it alone. But as long as you're alone, he's going to try his little tricks, his little maneuvers, and he's just the kind of person he is. You know, I'm going to catch her at a weak moment. I'm going to send her a picture. I'm going to say something that you had a meaningful relationship, so he's going to say something that maybe turned your heart years ago and hoping it'll turn it again. You know what I mean? That's just the way he is, and we can't change that. So to be aware of it is just to be aware of it. But you're going to be so involved with this that nothing's going to be able to.
The ex doesn't know this new one, does he? Or does he?
I think he does, knows of him, let's put it that way.
Okay. Anything else you see?
Yeah, it's time for you to, a lot of change for you. But that's the main one. I mean, this is a long-awaited breakthrough for you, and it's going to happen now. And it's probably been so long-awaited, it's probably hard to believe. It probably sounds too good to be true, but it is true.
Yeah, and I'm holding out for it, too, and holding out for it. So, all right.
Okay.
Well, thank
you. You're welcome.
All right, have a good night. I'm going to stay on and listen more.
Okay,
thank
you.
All right, Vicki, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right,
okay.
Janet. Do you want to move on to the 209?
Okay. Let's do that.
Hello, 209. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Oh, maybe they didn't have a question.
Oh, let's see.
Okay. And it doesn't look like anyone has a question just yet. So, Janet, you want to look at your
209? Are nobody there?
They didn't answer. I guess if they have a question, they'll push 1, and we can grab them back again. But you're listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number tonight is 646-378-1297. Janet is offering our callers a reading as to what they can expect to look at for their 2014. So, Janet, you've given a lot of people a lot of information tonight. Again, there's the theme of letting go of past and moving forward. And
don't be weary. Don't get tired. Don't give up. This is a time, you know, if you look at everything in Scripture, you can see the subtleness of the enemy of our souls. And, you know, the world, his voice will always bring up your weak points, your errors, the things that you've done wrong, that the Lord of the harvest is Jesus, and he can turn around all the mistakes we've made, and it's never too late. It is never too late. That is the thing I want to get across to people. It's never too late to change your career. It's never too late to change a bad marriage. It's never too late to get your children back if they're gone. You know, especially in the career. Look at Ray Kroft, who started Ronald McDonald's, started McDonald's at 58, 59 years of age. And since then, he's completely around the world, okay? He's evangelized the world with Ronald McDonald. So, you know, it's never too late. It is never too late. Don't give up. Don't be weary in well-doing, and don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by the appearance of things. And I know winter's a hard time. It seems like it's never going to end. But that's a time when our roots go deeper, and that's when we need to make the Bible calls into deep. We need to make our roots strong and deep in God this year. And you'll see the breakthroughs that you want. You'll receive long-awaited breakthroughs and blessings. Blessings, blessings. We've all been in the iron furnace. I mean, the government's in the iron furnace. And if you want some bad news, just turn on the news.
Yeah, turn
you know?
On your TV.
There you go. So,
Well, Janet, why don't you look at your cards and tell me what you see for me this year?
Okay. Actually, it's going to be a good year. There's a lot of movement towards areas in which you are going to change. I mean, they're going to change from what they are, you know, to eliminating, releasing. Some of it has made you really sad because it's close to home. You know, it's matters of the heart. It's family issues. It's matters that are personal to you. Also, I see improvement in your finances and also a overcoming of difficulties, some things that you went at, and you need to remain very skillful at what you're doing. And like I said, stop, look, and listen. Don't try not to be ruled by the emotions, because some of this is emotional stuff, because it's matters close to the heart. And there is a new beginning in your love life, and also something that isn't finished. There isn't closure on it. So there's
a love life issue that doesn't have closure.
It keeps going on, you know, periodically, and sometimes it feels like it's gone, sometimes it's back again, but there is a new person coming on the scene as well. So you got that.
All dark, handsome, rich. What can you tell me about this man?
Okay. Well, let's put it this way. He's an accomplished person, and whatever his field is, and he is definitely got a hold of his finances, and I'm not saying he's rich, but he's comfortable, and he's very skillful.
When do you see that puppy rolling in?
Actually, it looks like it's springtime, April or May. But he strengthens you as a woman. He gives you back feelings of feeling good about yourself. He makes you feel good about yourself. Well, we have another caller with a question mark.
Okay. That's our 706.
Let's try that.
But I think that's Hattie, isn't it?
Hello. Hello?
Hello, Hattie. Hello, 706.
Nope.
Nope, I guess not.
Mm-mm.
So,
okay.
What do you think are good predictions for, let's say, for the world, so to say, for 2014? What major things do you see happening this year?
Well, that's the iron furnace I was talking about.
That's
the iron furnace I was talking about. There will probably be a lot of political maneuvers, I want to say, this year because of the coming election in 2015, right? So there's going to be some shifting and a lot of promoting in the government for Democrats and Republicans to get their issues or their self in the winning seat. There's a lot of deception. There's so much deception going on in the media and in other governments that are talking to us. Our economy, there's some deception there. But I'm more concerned with, there's nothing we can do. I mean, we can voice our opinion, but even that's getting sketchy anymore. I mean, with these hate crimes and everything, we don't know what we can say anymore.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech is not like
it's with all the rest of our freedoms pretty much gone.
Mm-hmm. So I'm focusing mainly on the spiritual. I'm on God's government. There's no recession, depression. There's plenty. There's overflow. There's more than enough. And I'm trusting God and focusing. 7 is a spiritual number, and 2014 is a 7. And so we're going to see a lot of signs. The first blood moon will be in April of this year, and there will be 4 of them between April and ending in 22 are on feast days. One's on Passover and one's on Feast of Tabernacles. And it's a very interesting event. And Spirit has told me that if we don't fear anything, and take our roots deeper to God and don't be deceived by what's going on. There's a lot of deception out there, and not just in the media and everywhere, but there's scams, there's just all kinds of deception, and I think it would behoove us to not question God's power or his integrity, have faith, have a lot of faith in him this year, and release things that aren't good for us, because he's going to release good to us.
Well, so what happens, is it more kind of like, I'm thinking that, if you're holding on to that, you're not releasing that, you're bringing that negative, you're keeping those negative thoughts and everything about yourself, so do you bring this year, will not releasing that and holding on to that negativity, will that...
No, you need to release all that. Remember I said that one of the things that Spirit said was to nurture our mind and our body and grow in faith, build your faith. And, forgive offenses, your own offenses too, forgive yourself. Some people are good at forgiving, but they're not good at forgiving themselves. They listen to that spirit of condemnation, which constantly, guilt-driven. But we need to nurture and protect. The protection is don't allow those negative thoughts in, and renew your mind daily and renew it and replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. You take those negative thoughts captive and you cast them down and you replace them with positive affirmations. And we need to protect our mind and body and speak right things. We need to speak right things over ourselves. We need to stop, look, and listen before we react to something that's coming at us that's not so good. and before reacting, and speak from our inner being rather than our emotions. That is something that we need to do for ourselves this year. And of course, that's a matter of degrees. Mine, I think, is a large degree. You know, this, I've had some family issues. I've had, everyone knows I have my grandchildren. But I can see hope. I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm not going to react to anything. I'm not going to create anything and say, well, you know, past history says this. No, I am just looking forward with faith for the right things to happen.
Well, do you think that this year the way that God has brought things to you, the messages that you have received and the ones that I've received too, do you think if we don't release this stuff, if we hold on to it, that this year, based on how things should play out and will play out in God's way, do you think that they'll be bringing this bad luck and this bad karma to themselves exponentially?
Okay.
Because they haven't released.
Change is evident. We have to change from these old behaviors, patterns, these old patterns that are dysfunctional, they're not productive. And if we either change them or we'll become victims of them, of these, of change. We'll be forced into it by being victimized and, you know, forced into changing. There's major blessings if we will just open up. And, you know, it's a year of being super, super, super honest with yourself. You know, don't allow your mind to rationalize something. You know, it's like I've had some habits that I've broken in the past that I didn't want to break those habits. I didn't want to give them up. And I talked myself out of it, you know. That kind of honesty in a relationship that maybe I wanted to hold on to for whatever reason, you know. And a lot of it has to do with addictive behaviors or addictive personality, like addictive eating, you know. People can get started on something, you know, and they'll rationalize it. This is a year that you really need to be honest with yourself. Honesty is a big factor. Just observe yourself, catch yourself at rationalizing this and say, well, there it is, there I'm doing it. And then you take that captive and you release it and pray to and forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. We're all human here, you know, so we got to forgive ourselves too.
Well, do you think if we look back and if we look back so that we can go forward, because you should never, you know, my son said, Mom, you know, you were a financial planner, but, you know, you were always looking at people's future. I said, yeah, but you have to go back and look at your past so that you can think about your future and plan for your future. But you have to live today.
Yeah, but just long enough to not make the same mistake again. You don't want to dwell on the past, but you look back and say, this was a result of my decision on this, and not make that same mistake again. Yeah. Or I handled this. I mean, let's face it. Some of us have mishandled our relationships. We've mishandled our finances. We've mishandled our health. And we need to be very honest with ourselves. This is a 7-year, which is a number of the number of divinity. It's a number. It's a very spiritual number. There's 7 spirits of God, 7 golden candlesticks on the throne in heaven, mentioned in Revelation, and 7 is a number. We're gonna see spiritual things this year. First blood moon in April, okay, and there's 4 of them between April 2014 and 2015. John Hagee has a series out on it, which I think is interesting. You know, these media preachers now. They're using numerology. They're using the moon signs. They're doing all the things that years ago they condemned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, all things work together for good for those who love God. And that it means all things. All things. Astrology has helped millions of people. And even though it's been
condemned.
It helped
Jesus. He looked to the astrologers. The Bible says that he did. Okay.
Well, there was a star that the three wise men followed for 1 year to his birth, and they knew what it was about. And they brought gifts for his education, and they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they brought gifts to him. They welcomed him into the world. And there was a group of people called the Essenes, and these were people who were seers. You know, the Hebrew people always had seers, and the scripture says if the seer goes out of the land will perish. You have to have a vision. You have to have, but it's like anything else. There's good and bad in everything. There's people who use the Bible and witchcraft, and there are people who use tarot and other sources for their own gain, for greed, for ill uses, you know. But really, truly, spiritual person has your best interest at heart.
Well,
it should edify you. It should bring you up. It should tell you the truth.
Do you believe that, or what is your thought and feeling of the people that use the church or the tarot or the God-given abilities that they have as astrologers or as seers, as someone who has a gift? And I truly believe, outside of your normal intuition and outside of that kind of thing, I believe that, or do you believe that people who use this for their own personal gain? Now, I'm not to say that somebody shouldn't make a living at their particular skill or knowledge, but do you think that there's a special place for people in those positions? In churches and seer positions where they basically are just trying to take money and rather than help people?
You know, Abraham Lincoln said, and, you know, the Civil War was probably the bloodiest war. I forget how many thousands of people died, but it was a large number on our own ground. But Abraham Lincoln said, give somebody power and you'll see who they really are. You know, give them power over someone else and you will see exactly what kind of person they really are. And it's all about greed, power. A person that is genuinely working with the spirit knows that they are not perfect and that they have their own issues and they have problems, and it isn't that they are acting better than anybody else. It's where faith comes in. You know, it's not by what we do, it's by the Spirit. And a person that is working in the Spirit and is telling the truth wants to bring out the best in you, wants to connect you to your spirit. Connecting you to your spirit was what we were before Adam and Eve sinned, and then it reversed. The spirit became the slave. Okay, the spirit, in your spirit is everything you need to be successful. It has all your answers in it, and you connect to it by renewing your mind. And allowing your soul and your spirit to connect will bring the body into it. And then you become a whole person. And it's a process. It is a process. The kingdom of God is a process. We have to stay within the process. You know, if we do things according God's thoughts, God's ideas, God's results. And we have to find out the truth. And as Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. It's within you. And it's your spirit. You need to bring your spirit and let your spirit be in control. And then you'll have life more abundant. You'll have the healing that you need. You'll have the finances that you need. You'll have the right relationship. It's just all life more abundantly. That's the result of it. But it's a process. And we have to discover maybe some of the things that we're carrying, you know, like generational curses, things that we've brought in, come into this earth to overcome. And we get caught up in the sufferings of this world and get lost in that. You know, bitterness is something that we don't want to entertain. And there are mean-spirited people. There are people who don't believe in anything, and they're mean-spirited, and they're bitter, and they can't see the love. They can't see the love.
Is it they don't see it because of the hatred that they have, or the...
Exactly. The bitterness. They've been let it in, just get embedded in them, you know? So...
Well, okay, Janet. It looks like... is there anything else you want to add to this evening's...
No, basically, have faith in God, faith in yourself, forgive yourself, forgive offenses, don't get caught. You know, have you ever heard people that just, like the man at the porch of, in Bethesda, there were five porches there where all the sick people came, and certain seasons an angel would come down and stir the water, and the first person in would be healed. And he was there for 38 years. And when Jesus approached him, he was still focused on, I can't, I've been here all this long, and he was still focused. But in one day it changed. And if you will just begin the process of renewing your mind, see, that's where a lot of Christians miss the boat. They accept Jesus as their Savior, but they don't do their part, which is renewing their mind. We're responsible for our thought life and for what we speak over ourselves. And that's what we create. You know, if you're looking at your problems, which the Bible calls your mountain or your sycamine tree, you know, if you look at that and just keep talking about that, you just stay stuck in it. You have to speak to your issues and get them out of your, release them, get them out of your life.
Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah, basically. And don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season, everybody has a due season, and a due season is here. It is here this month. It starts this month, and this is going to be a very interesting year.
Well,
it could be a good year for those who receive it.
In a lot of ways, I believe you're so very true. In a lot of ways, I think this year is going to be a rude awakening to those who pretend,
mm-hmm.
and those who are the people who you see in the liquor store don't speak to you, but at church on Sunday they do. You know, that kind of people. I think, you know, everything done in secret will one day come out. You know,
well, we still have that, you know, that process going on with Neptune in Pisces, which is the ruling planet for Pisces, till 2014. Okay, I mean 2025. That's a long time, and it started. What, it's been there, what, 2 years now? And look what that placement has done. It revealed corruption within the IRS and the government. It's revealing people in high places and their hidden sins. It's revealing that our system as it is not working. If you haven't noticed, to me, it's revealed that we took prayer out of school. Now we have iron gates, metal detectors, and how many shootings? You know, it's just revealing the truth about, and the Bible prophesied all this would happen.
Well,
and we're
watching
it. We're watching it.
But, I mean, even for those who don't believe, they have to know there's something else going on in the world today for all of this to be happening. They cannot sit there and honestly say that they, you know, I understand how you might feel if it was one of your family members involved and things like that, because I've had family members involved in things like that. And, you know, you start getting bitter when you hear people say, well, you don't know what it's like, and, you know, you didn't have family. Well, but I did, and I understand what it's like, and I know what it's like to feel bitter about those kinds of things. But, you know, we take prayer out of school, and all the schools are being shut up. We take it out of the government, and look where the government's been for how long now. You know, I don't understand why people don't see that there's got to be something somewhere that kept us all together for how many hundreds and thousands of years?
Mm-hmm. And just like when Christ was here the first time. You know, they were waiting for a Messiah then. It was a long-awaited thing, and yet they couldn't see him. But he stood up when he read the scriptures, and he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ear. He said who he was. He told them who he was. He told them when he talked to them. And they reacted with, you know, when he read that scripture, they tried to throw him off a cliff, and he walked right through them. He was invisible to them. And, you know, it's all in a person's mindset. It's all in Proverbs 27, I think verse 4, I think it is, but it's in chapter 27. As a man thinks within, man meaning mankind, so is he. And so he
right.
acts. Okay? And that's the
right.
way he acts. And we have a countenance. I mean, you can tell by a person's, you don't even need to be a psychic to take a look. The body language of a person will show you what they're thinking.
Right. Or whether they're telling
aware.
The truth.
Being aware. I'm asking people to be aware, be very honest with themselves, and observe themselves. Observe. Observe how you react to something. You know, but before you react to it, stop. Look at yourself and listen to your inner being. And, you know, don't react. Emotionally, we became emotionally driven people. We inherit that when we're born. You can see it in a baby. You know, a baby will take your tone and react, you know.
Right.
And, like, they want instant gratification. They want that bottle, that they want to be fed, you know. I noticed that with my little granddaughter, Luna. She don't want to be chained. She don't want to be fussed over. Just feed me.
Just give me my food and leave me alone.
That's it. And the rest of it, Grandma, that's on you. You want me to dress up and all this and that. Just feed me.
You want me to have a plain diaper?
That's
on you, you know.
Well,
but I
don't care
food.
About the wet thing so bad, but the other one, she wants you to take care of that. You know, she starts kicking her feet. She kicks them feet. And I know, that's how I know she starts squirming. Get rid of this stuff. But you can see it, you know, you can see it, and you can see that children, you know, it's like a little child will ask you for something, and they don't give up, and we need that same childlike thing. They don't give up till they get a negotiated deal, and I'm not saying you let your children rule you, but just to observe them, you know, like I want a piece of candy. Okay, and they'll just keep it up. They might rest for a minute, and then they'll come back at you.
Yeah,
that's the way we need
way.
To be with God. We don't need to give up. We need to be like that with God.
Well, back in on our December show, so we didn't have one in November because of the holidays, but back in our December show, you had challenged our audience to meditate, just a few seconds or minutes before they get out of bed every morning. You'd ask them to meditate on God's love for them.
Yes.
And because you had suggested this, and I decided I was going to try it. I'm like, you know, can't hurt. And in all honesty, I didn't do it 7 days in a row like you ask, because I didn't remember. It's not long enough for me to start a habit, but I did remember it throughout the day for those 7 days, actually now for a month, or several weeks now anyhow. Sometime during the day, I'll come up with, hey, I forgot to meditate that meditation this morning. So I did, whenever I would remember it. I tried to remember to do it first thing in the morning like you recommended. And two nights ago, I actually had started to do the meditation during the day or in the morning, preferably in the morning if I remembered, but I also started doing it at night. And two nights ago, I was laying in bed doing the meditation, getting ready to go off to sleep, and it felt like I had the biggest bear hug from somebody that loved me so much. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
It is.
Kind of every time since I've done the meditation and I felt that way, every time since then I've done the meditation, I have felt that way. And today when I did it, it was like that hug, that love, that warmth, the kindness, the compassion that comes from that kind of hug. You know it's genuine, and you know it's real, and you know it's amazing. It's the kind of feeling you want when that special person in your life gives you a hug. And
exactly.
And it told me that, you know, maybe the last few years have been up in the air in so many ways, but this tells you you're doing the right thing and good things are coming, and that's the feeling you want to keep in mind. And
I just wish people could realize just how much God does really love them. You know, there's people running around listening to that spirit of condemnation, thinking I've done too much. There's no way that I God could love me. God loves us so much. He really, really loves us. And if we could just get that in our spirit, things would change, and in our minds and hearts, you know? So, because God loves us. He loves us.
Well,
He loves us unconditionally. His hand is reached out all the time. But I want to talk a little bit about the next show. I'm thinking we'll do something before Valentine's Day, and we'll call it Cupid's Arrow. We'll do something about relationships, love life, just love life. And people can call in and get a love life reading. What do you think?
We can do that. We can do that. Look at Cupid's Arrow for their love life. We don't have a particular day in mind yet.
Well, we could do it. I kind of like to do it before maybe the 14th is on a Friday. We could do it the 7th, or we could do it the 13th, that Thursday before, or somewhere in there. And I'd like to do a weekend show, maybe another one this month. I'm going to throw that out there, too. These are just, I'm throwing ideas out there, and we'll see what catches on.
Well, like I said, you know, we've got these other ones planned throughout the year for meditations and candle working and different things. Also, I'm putting together some metaphysical classes and candle burning classes in West Virginia. So there'll be more information coming with that, and hopefully we will have our Spiritual Perceptions page up on Facebook soon, and you'll be able to catch the information and the updates on that as they come through. We can look at the 7th or the 3rd.
We could actually open a Spiritual Perception Facebook and keep the personal thing out of it, you know, separate them from the two.
Well, that's why we haven't gotten it up yet, because of all the paperwork involved, and that's what we're working on. But we do work through the church. It's the Holy Spirit Church.
Actually, we are in the process of incorporating Spiritual Perceptions as a nonprofit entity so that we can do some nonprofit things and do some things to actually help people. My church gave money to the Philippines. We gave money to a couple of agencies and the American Red Cross. Our purpose is to help people be the very best they can be and help them with their issues. I mean, we all face issues. We all have karma around relationships, money, generational curses, which we bring, maybe divorces, you know, that sometimes runs in a family. So we just want to help people with everyday life and everyday problems, and that's our aim. And I am in the process of getting this, and I want to get the 800 number, but it looks like we worked this little glitch out today to Marcia that we had. So it looks like we're able to get on and do the switchboard, which is good, because we should both be able to do that.
Well, I mean, we've run into some issues getting everything up and going because paperwork has to be done, but like I said, hopefully some of these up-and-coming things will be on a Spiritual Perceptions Facebook page here very soon. Until then, if you'll just keep looking back at Blog Talk, we'll keep that posted. If you want to be on our mailing list, as soon as we have those dates, we'll get those out to you. But look for us somewhere around the first middle of February, where we will talk about Cupid's arrows and St. Valentine's, and Janet will give you readings about what your love life looks like for the...
Yeah, love life issues next time. Okay,
right.
So we'll close out tonight, and we thank everybody that called in, and hopefully what we saw for you was helpful. And Marcia, thank you for all the information on Mercury. A lot of people don't know, they have some misconceptions about Mercury, so that was very nice of you to share that information. And God bless you all, and we'll see you in February, or maybe
all
sooner.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Good night, and be safe till we see you again.
Yes.
Good night, Janet.